we start Eishe Mitzvachas, right?
Yeah.
Did we get, how far did we get?
Just a little bit, a few lines in. V'shom monu, v'omru v'talmud teri keneged kulam. About 10, 15 lines down here.
Okay. Vim teimak, kem amor nishchuba. So he had spoken here about the Simcha Marim, then he spoke about the Inyan of the Inyan of Teri being klali. Okay. Umasha mitzvi praklit. Ki a mitzvi a toiv v'atzma. Sha tera kol drachei ha toiv. Uvnei sha mitzvi da v'toiv mevi a toiv al bala mitzvi. Keshem sha praklit mevi a toiv al mishu praklit olam v'chein lehefech avei ra o mevi a ra al bala vera. So he says the mitzvah is a praklit because the chefter of the mitzvah is toiv. And b'meila, it is nimshach to the person who's the Baal HaChesed, is nimshach toiv, and vice versa. V'omei tzal mitzvah praklit, le'omei shekolam sanega. So why does he call it praklit, not a sanega? K'moi shomei tzavere katega, mipnei shenira k'a praklit u'nichas lefnim es amalchum d'abit toiv. O'mishu praklit, olav, who oimeit mi b'chutz, so he says that I would assume translating it in terms of our language, a sanega means I'm oimed ledin, and I'm standing based on mishpat. The katega and sanega are both standing in front of me and arguing. The way defense and a prosecutor would argue on a person's whether he's innocent or guilty. A praklit is sort of, I would call it like a lobbyist. I don't know what they call it in England, but I go upon him, a person, a shtablin, who's going in. It's not done b'fonai because it's not part of the Malach of the Din. It's something which is going in and he's asking for clemency. Then the Nimishos Adin, or based on a personal relationship with a Melech. In other words, when a person does, and the point he's trying to make is, when a person does a mitzvah, when a person does an aver and he does a mitzvah, it's not the pshat that the mitzvah is it's not part of the same aver. The person, I don't know if he got playing krishma, but he did a mitzvah, gave an ani tzedakah. One mitzvah has nothing to do with the other. But what we have here is the mitzvah of we have a mitzvah of someone being mishtadl mitzvah because he did something else good. So of course I did something else good. I now feel I deserve a break on this or that or whatever. That's the mahal of it. Hedish a Dovid Bodom. By Hedazim in Sarachoyman. The Dovazir Romzu Chachomim, Moshe Barna Zelamalo. So the with the Samach and Kilik Sif Samach Hachne Vese Isha, very much in the beginning of the Sefer. Loimel Poki Kashan Nivus Isha Nivus Asot Nima. Ish Naitel Atsur Vish Naitel Chayman. By head of the Dovak Bachoyme, his nether Ashlemus, he had Sura. The Sika Hampur on his Shua head, who may pass a Choyme. He gam ke a Choyme Muchanish Tanus the Kavis Pilus. Our drone told in Muchanish Tanus Pilus the Dovak the Before. So he says this, the boyfriend Chloe, the reason, the way in which hate, is greater for a person's punishment. He wants to understand it as it's something that is sort of automatic, or it's the person who's chayta is somebody that he's mavlit the chelak ha-chaymer himself, which be'etzem is something missing, and the mele, that's where Rav sets in. The Musig of Puranis, let's talk about it a minute. The Musig of an Einish is a punishment, a straightforward punishment. That somebody does bad and so on. Puranis, even though it does probably comes from the word Parua, Freya, but Puranis is when a person is in a matzav that things come to this world. There's the Puranis that come to this world means because this world is Heda, therefore things are, therefore things happen. The Ramchal says that the Einish of Ra is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a Mahalach of Ra, but when there's a Siluk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Ra comes automatically. So anytime you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrawing, just like the Gemara says that a place that's Hefka, or a place that's not Miyushev, is the thing falls apart. There's a shade called Yugashar. It's Miyuchad, because it's something which is anything that doesn't have in itself a Shmira, anything that doesn't have a Yishuv in itself is something that gets destroyed. It's the reason is just like when you have something that's broken a little bit, it falls apart. Because the thing itself doesn't, the shmira of having a tzura, when something is complete, so its tzura holds it. So when a person has a house that's complete on all sides, the binyan is mechazik itself. When a person has a house and it's missing something, so there's a lot more pressure towards one side, and that creates more cracks and it falls apart. And in the same way in which animals come in and live, everything that is nimshach, the churban, comes into it. So Puranias are einshim, but the tzur of the einish is that wherever you have something that's not in its final stage, it's very vulnerable. So, you know, when people build a building, while they're building it, the building is a lot more vulnerable to pull in to once it's finished building. Once it's finished building, the tzur itself holds itself together. It's like when you make a famous mosque, when you make the arch. An arch is a very, very strong store of a binyan once it's built. When the arch is still under work, it's extremely flimsy because it's not holding on to anything. Things that are davar shalem, a person who's born that's kolul lechadashav, is a healthy child and very, very resilient. A child that's not kolul chadashav, something is going to affect it. Anything that's not b'shlimusay is going going to become affected, and it's going to fall apart. That's called Piranhas. So he says, Shuvah Meisim Tovim HaTshisim Piranhas, because in as much as a person makes himself into a Ruchnistic entity, the person does have Tzura, and other things are not Chal on it. The world of Hefker is not Chal on something that's put together. So Piranhas specifically refers to Einish of the type that there's this Piranhas Baderech, like we say in Tfilos Haderech. It means it's the norm in the Derech, because people are not at their place, that there's all sorts of things that come up. And it's the person's and as a person completes it, the more a person's mashlim it, the more he's going to he's protected from it. And as he says, the chayim is mukhl shanskav ispailos, means it doesn't have any real inner strength. It's something where it's weak, and the mela, it can be maneuvered in different directions. And so anything that has that property is not going to stand up firm against other things. So if I make, if I have some wall that's flimsy, it's not going to hold up to anything either. So that any chayma that's old fishtanas is going to give in and so on. Is there some kind of tshuva I should take to choose before Piranhas? Kiat tshuva she siluk menachet. The whole siluk menachet, the efshak medrega, the dolz menachoyme. So the etzim musik of tshuva is something where a person lifts himself up above choyme. Ubitwaze herach mokamacho ba'anad avaze. Let's just discuss this a second also. Being that the norm, a person's aveiros are normally from the chumrei shebai. That's where it's neveya from. So any time, so when a person chooses ra, he's obviously being mad if it's chayma. And when she's tov, he's mad if his tzara ruchni. When a person does tshuva, it means that he's being meshane, a chilek of his personality that was chayma to ruchnias. So before I do an aveira, there's no indication in a sense that I've changed any part of myself. I haven't become more ruchnias. I've simply chose at this particular junction to go with my ruchnias. So if I chose to go learn instead of doing something else, so it's a gilui milsta that this is my mitzvah, and that's very nice. But if I go and learn, if I had been not learning, and then I go and learn, so that becomes a gilui that in a certain area, I've been mahapichet. So tshuva is misalik from machet, and therefore, it means that the person is in a madrig nos nachayman. Rom z'chacham alav, shat tshuva nevas kredev shevoylam. The Haina Shatshuva Himailal Yoina Nivdelas Min Oilam Azagashwi, Shachmaze. Shuvi says is a, when Chazal say it was Kod Maloilam, he interprets it as meaning it's a type of Bechina that relates to before Briyas Oilam, before there was a world of Chayma. The Pshat is, Usta the Rambam speaks about Bechira in Hilchos Tshuva, of all the places. And one of the possible reasons is because in every tshuva, we automatically there is Bechira much more sharp than at the first time around. Because the first time around, it's just a given most of what your nature is. Just like the marshal, when I'm given a choice of face, apples or pears, I choose whichever I choose. That's me. It's loved out. When someone sees me choosing apples over pears or pears over apples, it's not a raya b'chalal that it's an exercise of chira. It could be that I'm just in the habit of doing it most of the time. But if a person has an historian had to come from a makom in his nefesh that's before Bria Soilam. In other words, what I am was Niskala. If it's true that everyone is what he is, and it can't change, it's just like if I was born liking apples, I like apples. It's not a gilui on a clear of mine. It's a gilui simply of what my nature is. Masha'ein came when I do tshuva. So within there's a gilui in that the etzem mitzad my mohus, I like aseiris. But I'm drawing on a higher nekuda to be a rotten to be ruchniistic. In other words, I'm deharing ruchnius as a deeper gilui in the person than the physical self of the person. And that's a pshat in Tshuva's Kadma Lebriyas Olam. And that's its kayach over here to be mahap of the person from Chomri to something above Chomri. In other words, Kolzman, Kolzman, the person did Ra, it's a person that did Rak to Chomri. The move to Tshuva by itself is already a mahalach towards Ruchnius.
Person who's naturally, who's a physical person, let's take a very simple example. Person who's a gosh.
not misspoiled from something. The ideas shape and say, this is mine, this is yours, this is theft, this is charity, this is kedusha. That's, so anything that exists in the realm of surah is not there to get, to be impressed by something else. It is providing, by its mohos, it's providing a framework for other things. So that's Hagdara. Let's take a practical example of it. A person who is fully physical will always move and shift to where it's most enjoyable, where he gets the most enjoyment. The person doesn't overcome that in any way, so the person just picks what's the most comfortable, the path of least resistance. That's the most of a person's kulei chayma. Person's kulei tzura will do anything to defend his ideal, because I can't. It's the ideal that counts. So, tshuva and ma'asim tovim, my son is not TV, the person who's a chaymri is a balas phylus, and therefore things affect him. And when it's ankin, a person who's ruchness is not. He says, but the kachem at tshuva, it's a type of mitzvah that doesn't get his bilus, and the mele doesn't affect him with something of the dovers of before ma'od lechachme bina. I don't know. Usually, when he uses these terms, he means. I don't know what he means. Basically, it was a klal mishvim din chacham became pirushet v'em. She called them a chachma yainab like umdina rak b'stechum v'or. So again, this lashayna is usually a maramez to other inyanim. I'm not sure what he wants over here. V'umasha amat tshuva umaisen teivim kal b'chayim ablesh kal b'chayim ashatek yitzvist neaparayim. So the maisa, so Torah simply is an extraordinary oifen of ruchnius, but and since the element that saves you from pranius is the ruchnius in the mitzvahs, this is lachas kamakam. Any question?
Well, we said before that pranius comes in situations where there's a lack of tzura, to situations of chaymer.
Right.
So is that the pshat in the Gemara Yevamos where it says that Ein Puranus Bal Olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael, Dafki Yisrael, that we're supposed to be the Balei Tzura in the world, so when there's a lack of Tzura, that's why the Puranus Tam, as opposed to the Olam which they're Shaykh to Chaymer anyway, so there's no real Tvi on them.
Right. In other words, that part never was meant to be anyway Tzura, so there's no... It's a good point, very good point.
Right. Okay,
very, very possible, good word.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sure.